Dakota Stowe. Good evening. Dakota Stowe. Good evening.
Hello. I said Dakota Stowe, but I guess you didn't hear me. Maybe I didn't say it loud enough.
Well, I didn't hear you, but I'm glad I heard you the second time. So we're in section 19, verse 165.
Okay.
I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Is it just you?
Yes.
Okay. Lashem Yehud could shabarishu ishkin day dik siluer sibod kilud kiluer sibod. Leakta l'shem yodhe bavavhe, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah, v'hino amadunai Elohim olenu ma'asei yadenu kananei olenu ma'asei yadenu kananehu. Pasuk 165. V'yelech l'masav, Kol inun dargin, darga batar, darga kimade itmar, minegev viad beit el liat kana, atreya uhabra, lon bihuda shalim, teha minegev. V'ad beit el ish tekach raza tehach meta kid kayaot. The translation. The words on his journeys mean that he moved along all of these grades, one after the other, as explained. From the Negev even to Bethel, to firmly establish his place, which is Chesed, and unite it with Bethel, which is the Nukva. Because the secret of wisdom lies from the Negev even to Bethel. My commentary. The verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The seven lower sephirot are the secret of wisdom, as will be revealed. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I saw the code words of negative being the south and the south being chesed. That El means house of El, and which is the Nukva, which I would assume is just traveling through the Sephiroth Road until you get to the west, which is Nukva.
And Bethel, if you look at it, is tends to be the south of Jerusalem, but west of Jerusalem. So you get that same sense.
Mm-hmm. It's also the same way we shake the lulav, too, in a trove. It's the
correct
code.
It is the code.
Mm-hmm. It's just that the secret of wisdom, I wasn't too sure if, I realized that his journey was, through all of the Sephiroth to, or at least the lower seven, but I wondered if it had something to do with Chokhmah, because the word wisdom.
It is. Obviously, wisdom is Chokhmah, but the secret of wisdom is the flow of wisdom into the Malkut. How does wisdom get into Malkut? That is the secret.
Okay.
Does because it comes down the right column, does it move between the columns, or does it come through the center column? That's really the question. And it does so at different times in different ways.
Okay. Well, the odd idea of knowing that east is to Ferret, well, you could say if it went,
if you read the verse itself, you'll see that it has a number of different additional code words. This is just giving you part of it.
Yeah.
This is giving you the idea of the secret of wisdom is these two names being Chesed and Malchut.
Okay. And the codes are Negev and Betel.
Correct.
Okay. I think the Betel is new. If we've had it before, I don't remember. As a code.
We have had it before.
We have? Okay. I probably saw it as bait, you know, B-E-I-T.
Correct.
Not just and that's yes. Probably the story. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And normally we think of the name of God El as Bina, don't we?
Yes. Because of being part of Elohim. Being part of Gevurah, so I would say yes.
And that's exactly the idea, because the concept of a house tends to be Malchut all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I always think of the house being the wife, and the wife
right.
being woman, and the woman being mother, and mother being Dina. You know,
right.
So if it switches on us, you have to go through another level of thought, a different frame of reference, I guess, would be the way to word it.
But the other thing is to start to contemplate: are we talking about the nukva of Bina? And so this is how Chachma moves to Bina, Chachma mm-hmm. enters Bina through the coupling. It's not clear at this point, and since it's been a few days since we did the first verse, and a few days since we did the previous section. You know, there is a flow between the sections that we don't really go into normally.
Yeah. Well, for me, I was still focusing on the. Parts of the soul when we started 19, so I had to switch thinking to the Sephirot again. So at least they're staying with the Sephirot right now. So
everything's clear as mud, right?
Uh-huh, right. But at least I recognize some directions. At least I recognize a few code words, so there's hope.
You're doing well. Verse 166. El ha-makom asher haya sham ahalo batechila ahalo beheiman ahalo da betel Even Shlema Kidamaran to Rishim Va Amar El Makom Hamizbeach Asher Asa Shambarishona Diktiv Lashem Anire Eil Hashem. Kideni Dabak. Bim Heim Nuta Shalemata. The translation. In the verse, to the place where his tent, the Hebrew is Ohalo, had been at the beginning. The word Ohalo is spelled with a letter He at the end, instead of a letter Vav. This implies that Ohalo is Bethel, which is called the stone made ready, as we have stated, namely the Nukva of Zeranpin. Furthermore, he states that he refers to the Nukva and says to the place of the altar, which he had made there at first. Of this it says, to Hashem who appeared to him, which alludes to the secret of the Nukva. And then it is written, and there Avram called in the name of Hashem, because then he cleaved to the complete faith. My commentary. This pasuk is reinforcing the level of malchut within all of us. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I was surprised to see so many Aramaic words so similar to Hebrew. Ohel is a tent. And with them saying that they, this time the hay replaced the Vav, which makes it his tent. So that was, and Hamakom means the place, you know, so there were a lot of familiar Hebrew words. The idea of the altar and stone, I think that would have thrown me as code words there. Of course, he tells us that, you know, the code word is the Nukva of Zeranpin, but that would have thrown me if we wouldn't have had Rabbi Ashlag's capital letters, you know, his insertions. I don't think I would have
made that.
And sure. At this point, Abraham doesn't know the name of Hashem. He knows God as Shaddai. So I'm wondering, that thought there, the way it was phrased, it might just was used instead of God, you know, instead of the same God. But I'm surprised that it was an El Shaddai.
Well, there's a couple of things that I want to mention as you were speaking. First off, Ohel means tent, as you said. And if it has a Vav at the end, it means his tent. But here it's telling us that it's a hay at the end. And a hay at the end of a word indicates a direction of. So, Ohalo actually means in the direction of the tent, in the direction of the Malchut.
Okay.
Now, the place of the altar, you know, Makom is the name of God.
Right.
And deals with what level of Sephirah.
So, which level? Did you say Makom?
The place is Malchut.
Okay. Well, because it would be our physical. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's where he'd have his tent.
Right.
Okay.
Now
his. It's Abraham's tent. It's speaking about his tent, right? Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I'm looking at the Aramaic.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at the Aramaic to see which name of God is there. It says that Avram called in the name of Hashem. So let's look for those, for the words Avram towards the end of the Aramaic. The name of
very,
it says
the Yah, which we translate as Hashem. Beshem is the name.
Right. Behe represents Hashem.
Mm-hmm. And Vayikra is the first, on my edition, it's the last line, and the very first word is Vayikra, was he called the name Avram. That was Abraham, Beshem Adonai. So it's
right.
Although Shem is not name, it's there. Remember, it's on the cradle. I'm thinking Shem, but it's Shem. So it's there, not name.
Well,
I don't think.
But then look at the last, the second to the last word of the sentence is Beshem.
Yeah, it's a different vowel. The same consonants, but different vowels. It makes it different.
Right. And I believe the sham with the word sham rather than shame is Aramaic versus Hebrew.
Okay.
I may be wrong. And
we always, well, Nez Gadol Hayom Sham is a great miracle happened there. So Shem can
right.
be there, whether or not in, but it looks like it might be. The thing is, there's, oh, how is it said that there's, even though Hashem hasn't revealed himself as the letters of the Tetragrammaton, there's, how is it worded? Even if it's referred to here as Hashem, but there's no time or something within, I can't remember how it's worded, in the order of the way the Torah is laid out. In other words,
oh,
we're seeing the name of Hashem, even though Hashem has, he hasn't gone to Moses yet.
Well, to Avram.
We've already gone to Moses. I'll get mixed up. Maybe I better just leave it alone.
Yeah, no, he hasn't yet been circumcised, but he'd been growing spiritually.
Yeah.
He arrived in Israel, then he went down to Egypt, and then he came back, and then he continued to grow from where he started. And that's what all these journeys are related to. They're related to his spiritual growth. And he ultimately, after, you know, he passes the test, not now, not in Lech Lecha, but he does become aware of Hashem's name.
Well, if he's accredited to being the author or having passed down the Yetzirah Sefirah, surely then he
yeah.
understands what he's doing as he's moving from grade to grade. He realizes that he's moving from Sefirah to Sefirah.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Be great if we knew, we began to think of that for ourselves in our own journeys, where we, which I guess we had different spots in different situations.
I know I do. Should I go to the next verse? We're a few minutes left, but we may not be able to complete it. So,
okay.
Your call.
Well, okay, well, let's stop. And we'll,
okay.
And maybe about tomorrow.
We'll have other people.
Yeah, can come. Okay, thank you.
As I said, Kodesh Tov, and we'll do the Ari tonight. in a little while.
Okay. All right. I was hoping you were going to do the Rosh Chodesh because of the State of the Union tomorrow. So,
I chose the 5th because it's the best time of the within 2 days. And at that time, the State of the Union hadn't been scheduled, so. But
in case you can't make it, I'm going to go ahead and do it myself tonight because it is, you know, starts tonight. So just in case I can't make it tomorrow.
I understood. And also, you can record this State of the Union so as well.
Right.
But we'll see.
Okay. Well, it depends on Tony. It depends if I have company. So, you know.
I do understand. You take care.
Okay. You too. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.